SBS Filipino.
Ang pag-aaral ng isang instrumento na pangmusika sa kalaunan ng ating buhay ay maaaring maging mahirap. Gayunpaman, hindi pa huli ang lahat upang ituloy ang iyong hilig. Ang baguhan sa piano na si Renata Cordich ay sumulat ng sarili niyang awit matapos lamang ang isang taon ng pag-aaral ng piano. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Renata Cordich ay lumipat sa Australia kasama ng kanyang pamilya mula Alemanya mahigit 60 taon na ang nakalipas. Sila ay mahirap na mga migrante ng panahong iyon. Nais ni Renata na tumugtog ng piano sa kanyang buong buhay. At nangyari lamang ito at natupad ang kanyang pangarap nang kanyang makilala ang kanyang kasalukuyang guro sa piano na si Greg Thompson, may isang taon lamang ang nakalilipas.
Greg and I started talking to each other about music, and then we came to an arrangement that I would teach him German and he would teach me the piano.
Tulad ng sinumang baguhan, si Renata ay nagsimula sa pagsasanay sa mga simpleng antas. At sa gabi ng kanyang 60 taong kaarawan, siya ay lumikha, sumulat ng kanyang unang awitin.
I was playing these notes and I was thinking about the fact that I'd been here a long, long time. And I thought, well, I'm lucky I can go back anytime I really want to. But I've got siblings who can't do that. And what it must it feel like for them if they can never ever go back to the place where they were born. And so the notes that I was playing were a little bit haunting. And then I went, lunt and da, da, da. And I thought, oh, that's quite nice. And I added a few more notes. And I thought, I'll have to write this down or record it.
Ibinahagi niya ang mga notang ito kay Greg sa kanilang sumunod na leksyon. Nagpasya sila na gawin itong isang pyesa na aawitin ng nakababatang kamag-anak ni Renata na si Leonie sa isang kompetisyon upang muling buhayin ang kanilang namamatay o nalilimutan na sarili nilang wika. Ang Low German na kilala din bilang Platt Deutsch. Sinimulan ni Renata at Greg na parehong nakabase sa Brisbane ang pagsusulat ng isang awitin kasama ng pamangkin ni Renata na si Leonie at guro sa musika sa Alemanya sa pamamagitan ng social media.
Not only are we writing a song, but we're writing a song in Plattdeutsch, which is Low German, which is the language in North Germany that has been spoken by the farmers and the fishermen, and as such it hasn't been seen as cool in the area of Ammerland specifically where I come from, and people have realized that this is a huge loss to lose a language.
Sa tulong ng kanyang mga kamag-anak sa Alemanya at ng music teacher na si Greg, si Renata ay nakalikha ng isang pyesa tungkol sa pananabik. Batay sa kanyang paglalakbay mula Alemanya patungong Australia.
So the title is Ammerland. The text itself tells the story of my brother who hasn't been back, and images that I can draw from and images that my relatives in Germany share with me. So Ammerland is his homeland. Ammerland is where he came into the world. Ammerland is where his cradle stood. Ammerland is the place of the green meadows, the deep moors, the beautiful farm. Doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter where you are, don't forget your Ammerland.
Naniniwala si Greg Thompson na ang pakiramdam ng pagkakaroon ng layunin ay siyang nagbigay pagganyak o motibasyon sa pagsisikap ni Renata sa musika.
I suppose it also goes back to the idea of making music meaningful. If you have a certain purpose or a certain reason to learn or do something, that actually makes it better as well. The idea of learning something just to learn it, you know, that can happen, but to have that added dimension, I think that's something special.
Emotional si Renata habang pinapakinggan ng ilang pag-aayos ni Greg sa pyesa, habang ang kanyang pamangkin na si Leonie ay inaawit ito sa pamamagitan ng speakerphone sa social media mula Alemanya.
Sadness, loss, yeah. It brings that feeling out in me. You know, the life that you could have had, not that there's anything wrong with the life here, but it would have been a different life and maybe better, maybe not. We'll never know. And we didn't make that decision because our parents decided to go. And that makes the difference. When you don't yourself make that decision, when that decision is made for you. So it encapsulates all those feelings. Excuse me.
Ang aktwal na pagsusulat ng awitin ay higit na makapangyarihan kaysa sa simpleng pag-aaral ng isang instrumento. Ito ay ayon kay Professor Felicity Baker mula sa Melbourne Conservatorium of Music. Sa kanyang pag-aaral, ang mga tao na may katamtaman o moderate na yugto ng demensya ay bumuti ang kanilang pakikipag-ugnayan at memorya mula sa pagsulat ng mga awitin.
Typically, people are learning Mozart or Frank Sinatra or whatever it is. But when you write your own song, it's your own story. So there's that element of personal expression and personal meaning, and that you're then sharing that with other people. So, you know, the song doesn't just stay with you. You end up recording the song and sharing it with other people, and it becomes a way to have meaningful relationships with other people that you don't get when you're just playing an instrument.
Sa sariling pag-aaral ni Professor Baker, napag-alaman nito ang malalim na nakakagaling na benepisyo ng pagsulat ng awitin sa pagpapabuti ng memorya at komunikasyon ng mga pasyente ng demensya.
It's one of the few activities in life that actually is a whole brain experience. So learning an instrument or writing a song involves thinking, it involves emotion, it involves visual stuff as well as auditory, motor planning, it involves all sorts of executive brain functions that are higher order functions of our brain. So by doing that, they're keeping their brain active.
At sinabi ng guro sa piano na si Greg Thompson, hindi kailanman huli para mag-aral ng pagtugtog ng instrumento.
Everybody has their own strengths and also their own challenges, and it doesn't really matter about age, because someone might be more challenged physically or emotionally or even be distracted with technology. Young people these days, their attention span to keep on one particular task, you know. So my advice is find a purpose, find a meaning. Taking up an instrument later in life, we have so many more years of knowing what you like.
Ang piyesa ni Renata na isang baguhan sa piano ay inaayos pa upang maging perpekto para sa kompetisyon ng awitin sa buwan ng Setyembre. Ngunit ang proyekto ay ginawa na siyang isang kompositor, isang bagay na hindi niya kailanman naisip.
I didn't ever see myself as a songwriter. I came up with a few ideas, and then I needed the expertise of other people to take that to the next level, to add that magic, and they've done that. It's just a wonderful thing to work creatively with other people, and especially in the field of music. It has made my life more fulfilling. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. I don't know what my next challenge is going to be then. It's a bit like facing the unknown, but it's all wonderful.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.